Welcome everybody to yet another mini-sode. Wow, you guys are exhausted already. With me today is Leander and the ever-present Ryan Young. Ryan, how are you? Plug your shit, Ryan. Plug it.
All right, so if this is first...
Don't say that. That's not about Lou.
No!
Lou is in his secret place.
You're ruining everything.
All right.
If
this is your first episode, for some reason, you haven't listened to any other of these episodes, and this is your first one, I also have a podcast. It's called Ryan Hates Movies. You can find it on iTunes and on the internet at ryanhatesmovies.com or on Podomatic. It's a thing. Google it. I don't know. Do your own work.
Find an app. Download it.
It was very snarky. I don't think anybody's going to listen to this. Sorry.
Oh, and these guys were on the podcast, and it was great.
All right. We were. Thank you. I enjoyed that. Well, we're going to review some comics. Leander, do you want to go first or second?
We'll
all right, do it. Let's do it.
We're going to do this one together, right?
Yeah, we can.
All right. The Black Hood.
The Black Hood.
Uno.
Yes.
By Straczynski and Gatos.
Yes.
Dark Circle Comics.
Right. Dark Circle is the action-adventure line by Archie Comics.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
It is. It is some old heroes that they had laying around, and they're kind of updating them.
Yes. We also both have different covers, the variant covers.
There was a lot of covers.
There were
for
a
this.
Lot of covers. Yep, I saw that. First, what is your reaction?
I liked it. It didn't blow me away, but it wasn't bad. I liked it.
I didn't like it, but I wanted to like it.
Okay. Explain.
Okay, so it's a little too. It's a little too, like, I knew what was going to happen. You know,
it was very predictable.
Yeah, it was too
absolutely.
It was very predictable, and it didn't really give anything special. Like, basically, he killed a guy. He got shot in the face with a shotgun.
Okay, let's rewind it.
Yeah,
the guy is a cop.
He's a cop.
That's why he's fighting with criminals and things. what happens is...
Yes, thank you.
He ends up getting hurt while trying to stop these guys. He gets shot in the face... kind of indirectly, sort of, by a shotgun blast, and his face is all fucked up, and he kind of wakes up in the hospital. And he wakes up to the captain, and the captain's like, hey, you're a fucking hero. That guy that you shot, you know, when you got your face blown off, he was this guy called the Black Hood. It was like this vigilante criminal kind of guy, more criminal. And we've been trying to get him for years. You just happened to be the guy that shot him and took him out. And it is violent. It is definitely violent and bloody, which, when I mentioned Archie, everybody probably was like, ooh, but no, this is... gross and violent at times. And then, you know, it's this guy's struggle to kind of get back his humanity almost.
Right, he can barely speak because his mouth is all weird because of the shotgun blast to the face. Mm-hmm. And he has a speech therapist.
Who he wants to bang.
So badly.
Very badly.
Who doesn't want to bang their speech therapist?
That's true. But the idea, I guess, is that he's sitting there sulking. He's trying to figure out life. He gets back to being a cop again.
Yeah.
And they bust this guy, and the guy has drugs in the car, and he ends up just taking the drugs, and is like, I can't, I have so much pain in my face, and the Percocets don't work anymore, because I've been taking them all the time, so let me just try these drugs now.
Right.
So that was kind of his first path to, like, what am I doing? Everything's spiraling out of control. You know, he actually feels bad that he killed the Black Hood, because he's a kind of cop that doesn't want to kill people.
Right, he didn't intend to ever kill
him. He didn't intend,
him.
Yeah, so he killed someone. So now he feels bad about that. So he's in his, basically, he's sitting in his house with his boxers on, watching TV and drinking beer and taking drugs, and he doesn't know what to do with his life. And then something happens, and he decides, oh, I should be a vigilante and go after the bad guys.
Kind of, yes. You're right. But he was kind of like, what I thought was cool about it is he was all on drugs and crazy in his room, and he's wearing a black hood, which he was just, like, covering his face because he was, like, ashamed of it. And it's probably, like, he's fucked up in his head, and he's like, oh, I killed the Black Hood, and then he throws this hood on.
Right.
It's probably, like, you know, that kind of a thing. But also, like, he ends up outside of his apartment because the speech therapist... is checking on him. He used to go all the time to the therapies. He hasn't gone in over a month. She's like, hey, where the fuck are you? And then somebody's getting attacked outside. He thinks mentally that he's like a 15-year-old kid. He mentions, like, this is the house I grew up in. I used to just climb up on the roof and run away whenever I was getting yelled at or my parents or whatever. So he literally does that while he's, you know, riddled with drugs and wearing this black hood. It's all deeper than I think maybe, I don't know. It's pretty deep in that respect. It is very, you do see it all coming. Mm-hmm. And he ends up, somebody's getting attacked outside, which is not the therapist, and he goes down there and starts
so attacking them. So it's predictable, but it's good. Because it sounds good.
It doesn't seem bad. I liked it.
I didn't like it still,
didn't like
and
it,
it's
no.
Swarczynski, which I will never be able to say his name quite right. He's actually from our area. He's from the Philadelphia area. This story takes place in Philadelphia.
Philly, which was cool.
And I like how the art is because it looks like Philly.
Can I see it then?
Yeah.
Let me tell you why I think I would have liked this if this was issue number, like, 50 of Blackwood.
All right.
Because I want to get to just know this character and then go into this history. They went too much into background and giving me too much setup. You know, I'd rather the setup be him being the Black Hood already and being this thing, and I not understand why he's going through all the mental anguish that he's going through.
Hmm.
And then way down the road, I get this issue.
Okay.
And then I'm like, oh, that's what happened. This was so cool.
Okay, well, that's...
Versus now, it's too much. They're trying too hard to make me like him, and that's why I don't like him.
Okay.
Anymore. They give me too much to...
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, then. If issue 2 comes out and you see it on the shelf, will you pick it up to see if this character is something you like going forward? Like, will you forgive issue 1 for what you don't like to see if you enjoy the character and the story going forward? Because it could completely go down the shitter. It's absolutely possible.
No, because what I feel like is that he's just a drug addict old guy trying to be a vigilante and probably going to fail at it. Like, I don't
that would
see,
make him way more interested.
I don't see him actually being good at what he's going to try and do.
I don't either. And I think that's the hook.
But the cover of some of these show him actually like a really cool character.
Right.
You know, that he could actually be something awesome. But he doesn't... I know too much about him, and I don't like him.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right. Well, I'm probably going to check out a few more issues and see how it goes. I'll let you know what I think.
I appreciate that.
I think the main goal, I think why they went so hard on that, is because Dark Circle, everyone who is deeper in the comics will know that's an imprint of Archie. So they're like, oh man, Archie, already taboo for an actual adult-oriented kind of comic.
So this is like a creator-owned thing, right?
Those characters have been around in the past. They're just updating them. Like, they've done the Shield, which used to be like a mix between like a Superman and a Captain America kind of character. These characters have been around forever.
I like the gritty. Gritty cover. Like, it feels like the Black Hood.
Yeah, I like the way the book actually is. It's not this sleek, slick comic book like we get on the shelves all the time. Now, what's interesting about this book, we ordered heavy on this book for some reason. I don't know what Al knew that we didn't know at the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. But we ordered heavy on this book, and we sold out of it the second day it was on the shelf. And, like, ordering, like, 10 copies of unknown book...
I wonder if it's,
is unheard of, really. So
I wonder if it is the Philadelphia location.
I don't know that people knew that going into it, though.
I don't know. I think... I can tell you, the only reason I picked up the Black Hood number 1 is because someone was in there and was like, oh, yeah, I met the artist and the writer. They were both at some Comic-Con locally, and I wanted to know more about it. I should probably pick up the book, so... They know this person because he's local, so therefore...
I think he's currently writing X for Dark Horse. I believe he's writing that right now, and that book's pretty dark and gritty, vigilante character in the city kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
So, he's a very good writer.
Yeah, again, I want to like this, I just can't.
Maybe it'll pick up steam.
I'll let you read the trade
at that point, if that happens.
All right. That's fair enough. I can't ask anything else of you.
You can't. So don't.
All right. Well, you want me to go next?
Sure.
All right, I got one more book. It is the book that was Instagone the minute you opened your store this Wednesday. Spider-Gwen, number 1.
But you somehow managed to get a copy.
Because I read the goddamn previews, and I ordered it. Because I knew we had to talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it.
This book's, like, crazy.
It's the hottest book there is.
Yep. Now, that being said, I didn't read a lot of the Spider-Verse stuff. I'm not against it. A lot of people are liking it. I didn't know anything about Spider-Gwen. I didn't know what kind of character she was. I didn't know any background. I didn't know her universe. I just knew that everybody liked her and the costume looked cool.
Yeah, okay, everybody likes her because it's a cool costume.
That
yeah.
is the extent. They've already made a hoodie out of it that's coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is kind of awesome. But I'm not, like, super crazy about the character, but it wasn't a bad book. It's a different universe where certain characters appear. It's really like, hey, what's this guy doing in this universe kind of thing. Like, for example, the Thing appears, but he's not actually the Thing. He's just he's just Ben Grimm. He never becomes the Thing. Right. And he's like street-level cop.
Okay.
And he's chasing kids and things like
that. Isn't the Punisher a cop, too?
The Punisher is a cop in this. Now, they kept some things that were kind of similar, where Gwen Stacy's dad is Captain Stacy. He's in the police force. He actually ends up getting reprimanded and busted down a level. He's asked to leave after they wrap up chasing the villain, which I'll get to in a second. And he's like, we already found your replacement. And it's actually the Punisher becomes the replacement. He becomes the police captain in this universe.
Captain Castle?
Captain Castle. Nice. Beating the living shit out of people in the book. Your villain for the book is the Vulture. Okay. Which, whenever you hear that, you're like, oh, the Vulture.
I don't know. Rucka had a great Vulture in his Punisher.
The Vulture's not bad at all in this. He's smart. He's violent, but not over-the-top violent. He doesn't seem frail. He doesn't just seem like an old guy in a suit.
Yeah, I didn't like
it.
There's a couple things about Spider-Gwen. She is a drummer in a band with Mary Jane called the Mary Janes, which reach all kinds of popularity because the spider... Well, she's really Spider-Woman. When Spider-Woman appears and gets, like, you know, she's on YouTube and shit, it's like, it happened at a Mary Jane's concert. So everybody's like, oh, who are the Mary Janes? And now, like, $1 million, you know, they're millionaires or whatever.
Right.
They make all this money off of downloads and shit because, of course, she showed up because she was the fucking drummer.
Right.
So there's a lot of, it has a little depth where it's like, hey, who is Spider-Woman? Half the people love her, half the people hate her. They're condemning her, and they're like, wait a minute, there's this Vulture guy. Where's Spider-Woman? Why isn't she fighting him? It wasn't the strongest story. It wasn't a horrible story. It had all this setup. It takes place after the events of Spider-Verse, where it's like, oh, I'm back. Here I am in my universe. What happened while I was gone? And I don't know. Why are you licking my book?
What?
That's so weird.
Because I saw a preview for Rage of Ultron.
Okay, but why did you lick it?
I didn't really lick it. It was just pretend.
Why are you... That's weird. You're...
Because it's by...
Say goodbye to Ryan Young.
It's by Rick Remender and Jerome Opeña. That's the best team-up that there's ever been. The
only way Remender's could be better, on suspension, man. He needs to...
The only way it could be better is if Dean White was doing the colors. It's the only way it could be better.
Mm.
The book was okay. It's not as great as everybody is going to hype it to be. It's going to be an expensive book, but it doesn't really deserve to be.
Sure.
It's a
$3.99er.
Well, I just mean it's probably like a $10 book right now today. Right. It's probably going to be like a $50 book in a month.
Right. Gotcha. And then it'll be a $5 book in five years.
If you wanted this book for value reasons, hunt it down. If you wanted it for story reasons, wait for the trade. It's not that big of a deal. I'm not super thrilled with it or insulted by it. It's just a book, you know, at the end of the day.
I think the colors are cool.
The colors are very good in the book. The art's not terrible, but the colors make it. The colors on the Vulture, he has like almost a purplish pinkish head.
Yeah.
And the white part, the furry part that is usually around his neck is kind of like a lime green where everything else is a dark, dark green.
Mm-hmm. How does she get webs?
I don't know. I don't know how her webs work because they don't even talk about it. Maybe in Spider-Verse they do. So it's, and she seems younger. They all seem younger in this universe, so.
That's what they always tell me. They always seem older when they're talking.
So, that is it for me. I did not hate the book. I did not love the book. It's just a book.
Just a book.
Right. Just a book.
All right.
Take us home.
All right, taking us home.
With the Stack Oleander.
Yes, I'm going to power. This is a power run.
What?
Yeah. Captain America and the Mighty Avengers. Buy it. Speed All new round. Captain America.
Speed round.
Buy it. Uncanny Avengers. I'm iffy about it right now, unfortunately. I'm still dealing with the whole Dr. Voodoo situation. I don't know anything about him. He did some cool things with spirits. I don't know. But the ultimate thing that you need to read about this, there is a new family member in the Scarlet Witch Quicksilver situation.
What?
And it was revealed at the very end. The Wolverineses. It actually is, it should just be called Mystique, because it's a really good book. Mystique is killing it in this book right now. She's just playing her role perfectly. She is a master strategist.
Strategist?
Yeah, that's what I said. Statistician.
She's a master statistician.
And you also find out finally in Wolverines' number 8 that the whole culmination of this is we're trying to bring Destiny back to life. And for those of you who I assume know Destiny, but if you don't, Destiny is one of Mystique's closest friends, has always been, and she's the...
The Mystique's is her favorite friends in the Wolverines' is book.
Mystique's is and her mighty friends' is. So
they follow their destinies.
Pluralizing everything is the thing.
She, but no. Honestly, though, she is a badass. She's doing good. She's basically took over the entire team. There's a point where, like, she says, "You guys now work for me," and they're like, "No, we're gonna leave." She's like, "Hold on, hold on. You can try to leave, but here's what's going to happen." And she, like, shape changes into, like, for instance, X-23 is in love with Angel, right? Mm-hmm, and they're together or whatever. She turns into Angel. X-23's like, "Angel?" And, of course, you know, she knows this Mystique. And she's like, "X-23, if you leave this team, I will sleep with Angel every single night. And he will never know it's not you. So every time you think you're going to bed with him, he'll never know if it's you or him or me sleeping with him. And that will F your whole entire life." So that sort of, like, psychological stuff, Mystique can just... She's like...
I find it a little gross that she's going to bang, like, a 16-year-old, but...
She doesn't care.
Isn't she, like, 27?
Forever. But anyways, I really think that they are setting up something pretty awesome. It would be awesome to have Destiny back in the main streamline until it all gets rebooted again, so I'm not really sure what they're trying to do. So
let's not depress ourselves again.
Yeah, so Wolverines, don't pick it up until the trade comes out, because you're probably, it's too much for you to handle, I think, with the whole weekly. You know, it's a lot. It really is a lot.
Is that a $3.99 book, too, that comes out weekly?
It is a $3.99 book that comes out weekly.
Oof.
Yeah, they usually make them $2.99s if it's weekly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that's a commitment.
$1.99. Yeah.
But it is really good, so...
In a perfect world.
Once again, Wolverines is, pick up the trade. Uncanny Avenger, pick up the trade. All new Captain America, start buying it immediately. Captain America and the Mighty Avengers, buy it immediately.
All right.
All right. Well, that wraps her up in a nice little bow there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to our podcastesses. And
we'll see. Maybe it's Capes and Scowls, or maybe this is just Mystique pretending to be Capes and Scowls.
Yeah, maybe she's banging your real podcaster.